Hey Bruce, wanted
Hey.
to start by asking your thoughts on the evolution of the offensive line. Where are you guys at right now?
We're just getting better, Coach Woods, he's coaching us hard. We've been in a year in his system now, so it's not like him teaching us anything new this spring like it was a little bit last spring. So we're just getting better. We look, sharp. Execution could be a little better sometimes, but right now during this spring period, just getting better, getting lots of people reps, and it's been fun so far. Yeah, that's what I'd say about the O-line so far. We're just getting better. We're working hard, and it's good being in Coach Woods' system for another year.
You touched on this, Bruce, but I wanted to ask about depth. You lost some guys, obviously, from last year, but depth is so important on that unit, as you know as well as anyone. How's that looking as far as developing enough guys to be ready for the season?
Yeah, well, I'm confident we'll be ready by the season. I don't know if we're there yet, but we got a lot of time till kickoff in September and August, so we'll be there. We're gonna have, depth just like last year. If we have some guys go down, we're gonna have people ready to step up. So I don't think depth's gonna be a problem this upcoming year. We got a lot of guys who've played a lot of football, and yeah, it'll be good. It'll be a good unit of, seven, eight guys that can step up and play any game.
Hey Bruce, have you settled into one position yet, or are you still going back and forth between center and guard? And also, how is your health? I think you were dinged up at the end of last year a little bit.
I was healthy at the end of last year, so my health is doing fine. I'm doing personally, I'm healthy right now. We're doing good. Been playing a lot of center this spring, which is a position I feel comfortable in. So I think we're going to keep doing that, pressing forward. But I'm healthy and been playing a lot of center to answer that question.
And then how physical has this camp been in relation to other spring camps that you've gone through at BYU?
It's been really good for us. We got a new D tackle. Don't know if anybody's heard about him, Keanu. He's making us interior guys a lot better. And so it's been physical, a lot of people still want it. We weren't satisfied with last season, and you can see it, that same determination. People are just trying to get better. And yeah, like it's been a physical camp in the trenches and even outside our wide receivers, corners, safeties. Like it's been good. And we got good D tackles who are making us interior O linemen better. So yeah, very physical, and it's been good so far.
Bruce, where do you feel like you've improved the most this offseason?
I think my football IQ, Connor was a very smart football player. I think that was probably the hardest thing to replace about him, is he was smart. It was like having an offensive line coach out there with everybody. So just spent a lot of time this January, February in the film room, making sure there wasn't a look I wasn't prepared for. Obviously, I'm still not perfect. Like I said earlier, we still got a lot of time till the season, but yeah, it's just being sharper as a center, making sure everybody's on the right people, knowing all the fronts we're going to face, all the blitzes. Yeah, so my football IQ, I feel like, has gotten a lot better.
Spring can be a period for coaches to try new things, new schemes, and the like. Have you guys done much of that, or has it been kind of just honing in on what you guys do really, really well?
I think it's been a lot of honing, sharpening our tools, and seeing what guys can play come fall. We've rotated a lot of backs, some offensive linemen. And so I think it's more so honing and seeing what we've got to put together for fall camp. And yeah.
Bruce, I wanted to ask you just about Jake Retzlaff and the comfort level, and if it's any different knowing that you have a clear-cut starter behind you there, as opposed to past years.
I don't know if it's a comfort level, but Jake looks good. He's going to be really good for us come this fall. You can tell he feels more comfortable in the offense. He's helping flip protections for us O-line. He looks really sharp. So I think that's a comfort level, is you've got a guy who knows the ins and outs of everything in the offense. That goes from the protection to the routes, to the runs and how we block them. So I think that's been a comforting factor, is how sharp he's looked and just how comfortable he is in the offense. That helps us out as an offensive line.
Bruce, I just wanted to ask. I understand you guys are probably going to be scrimmaging today, or at least have some format of a scrimmage. In your mind, did the offense or defense win?
I don't know. We play a lot of different situations, so it's hard to determine who wins. Sometimes we get the defense, sometimes they get us, and we got a really good defense, so that makes us better as an offense. It was back and forth. You know, maybe one of these times we'll put up points or something, keep track of it, but I can't say for sure. But it was a fun scrimmage, and yeah, I think they're making us better, we're making them better, and we'll be ready come fall.
All right, any
Bruce,
other questions for Bruce? Go ahead.
I've got one more, Brett. Just I wanted to ask about leadership. Kalani always talks about how he wants all of you guys being leaders. And that's an interesting balance to how to be a leader on a team full of leaders. How do you approach that? How do you view that? What's that like?
I think he just wants us all to be leaders because when you're a leader, you're your best self, right? You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You're holding your teammates accountable. Obviously, you've got people that step up even a farther notch than that. But I think he wants us all to be leaders because that's our best self, right? That's making the best team. That's keeping everybody accountable, making sure everybody's getting better so we can achieve the goals we want to come this fall. And, you know, Kalani is our best leader and he leads by example to this team.
Who's kind of taking on that role for the O-line? Who's kind of emerging there? I know Connor was a guy that was often that
You
the
know,
way, so.
I think we got a handful of guys. You know, Waylon, he's got a lot of starts under his belt. He's helped out. Austin Leusa has been a vocal leader. You know, he's coming up on his senior year, played a lot of football. Isaiah Jada, another guy. I think just a lot of us that have been starting these reps have been able to be leaders and lead by example and a little more comfortable in the offense than some of these younger guys. So I feel like we've been able to lead by example and step up into that role because Connor was, you know, a very vocal leader and he helped lead this O-line. So I feel like a couple of us have been able to replace him and fill that role.